We head toward a high of 77 later on today. Currently in RC, it is 51 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's Vice President Harris's night tonight at the Democratic National Convention. She will accept the nomination as standard bearer, a night after running mate Tim Walz accepted the vice presidential nomination. Looks like Robert F. Kennedy is getting out of the race.
Trump could soon have a new supporter. Multiple sources tell ABC News that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to abandon his presidential campaign and endorse Trump as early as this week, but that endorsement would come with a price. Insiders say he would require a position in a Trump administration. Kennedy reached out to both campaigns with the same offer. Polls show Trump would not benefit from all Kennedy voters.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A French Navy destroyer rescued 29 crew members from an oil tanker, the Sunyun, that came under repeated attack in the Red Sea. The warship also destroyed a boat that was hauling bomb-carrying drones that was in the area. Canada's two major freight railroads have locked out their employees in a contract dispute. This is ABC News. Pop star Taylor Swift speaking out for the first time about the terror plot that spurred cancellation of her Vienna shows earlier this month.
In a lengthy post on Instagram about the end of the European leg of her Eras tour, Taylor Swift says that having those shows canceled was devastating, and the reason for the cancellations filled her with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because so many people had planned on attending those shows. She says the reason she didn't speak out until now is that she still had shows left to do in London, and she didn't want to say anything that might provoke those that would harm her fans. Silence, she says, was actually showing restraint. Her priority was finishing the European tour safely, and she's relieved to say they did that. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Oxford, Mississippi, home to the University of Mississippi, temporarily closed a street on Wednesday when a beer truck dropped dozens of cases. Police took to social media to urge residents to use other routes and added, "No, you cannot come help clean up." I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your first forecast of the day. Sun and high clouds, comfortable, a high of 77. South winds 4 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Friday, partly sunny and pleasant once again, a high of 79. Saturday, 84, a bit more humid, a slight chance of showers late at night. And Sunday, 88, with isolated showers possible. In Richland Center this morning, after a midnight reading of 56, we're at 51 degrees. That's the latest on the weather for today, Thursday, August 22nd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio
on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from a land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the beauty.
listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Get a little taste of joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low. And listen to the Master's. Turn the lights down low. And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
The Jordanaires, as we start the day in a positive way, turn your radio on. They sang behind so many songs from Elvis and Ricky Nelson and Patsy Cline. And before that, the Gaither Vocal Band did the honors for today's rendition of the national anthem, officially getting the day started. Here we are, Thursday, the 22nd of August. We have some of that fog to deal with, that August fog, which is pesky and a little slow to lift. So we'll have that today during the morning commute once again. 51 degrees, really some very nice and very beautiful weather the last few days. Today should be no exception, although it will be just a little bit warmer. Well, we'll have some details on things going on today, things that you can be a part of, and we'll talk about a Brewer loss to the Cardinals in the 10th inning last night. And that's coming up here when we check sports in about 10 minutes or so. Let's get it going as we start the chores. This is a memory from Joe South on the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da, talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry, break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Oh, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been, and it's a dirty rotten shame. Oh, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, talking about you and me and the game people play. Try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most of hell with hate, come on, get on board. Whoa, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, talking about you and me and the games we were playing. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up. Yeah.
drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Egg Service of Muscadet.
To the rhythm of that front porch swing, the moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone to hold you down. Boy, you're glory bound. But we can't share a world of different dreams. I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell, but once you know. Every night I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find the girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell, once you know
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down the dusty Dixie Road.
Lee Greenwood on the Light in the Milk House show, traveling down that Dixie Road. Today, we remind you, a Red Cross blood drive will be held at American Hotel and Suites in New Lisbon. Appointments are encouraged. For all of the blood drives in southwest and south central Wisconsin, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. A farmer's market is planned for Lone Rock today and every Thursday through October, and that's from 4 until 8 today at the Center Park on Highway 130 across from a Lone Rock Community Building. Local vendors and food trucks are welcome for $10 a site, and no pre-registration is necessary. 608-588-4514 is the number for that event. And the Richland FFA alumni will be hosting a brat feed coming up Saturday from 11 until 1 at Auto Value in Richland Center. A few reminders of some things coming up here in the few days leading up toward the weekend. Really getting down to some nice weather here, and then some really more summer-like weather. It looks pretty consistent for at least the latter part of the weekend, early next week, before it kind of tapers off and gets back to upper 70s to low 80s, and that extended forecast all the way to next Wednesday. We also have the aerobic polka percolating. We'll have that for you in a little bit. And an update on sports. But first of all, here are the Forrester Sisters. Forrester Sisters on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Here's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school football's regular season schedule gets underway for a few teams as early as this evening. Most of the teams across the state will kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Last night, Nolan Arenado with a grand slam in the 10th inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 10-6 comeback victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Arenado's fifth career walk-off homer and sixth career grand slam gave the Cardinals their second win in their last eight games and snapped the Brewers' six-game winning streak. The Brewers led 6-4 after Joey Ortiz's two-run double in the eighth inning, but the Cardinals capitalized on Devin Williams' control issues. Williams hit Wilson Contreras to start the ninth, and St. Louis tied the game at 6-all with a bases-loaded walk to Matt Carpenter and later Tommy Pham. Ryan Helsley pitched a scoreless 10th inning for the win. Also last night in baseball, it was Washington 6-1 over Colorado, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 2, Arizona beat Miami 10-8. In the American League, Boston 4, Houston 1, Yankees 8-1 over Cleveland, Kansas City beat the LA Angels 3-0, Tampa Bay 4, Oakland 2. Interleague play, the Mets 4-3 over Baltimore, Texas 1, Pittsburgh 0, the White Sox 6-2 over San Francisco, Minnesota 11, San Diego 4, Cincinnati 11-7 over Toronto, Detroit 8, the Cubs 2, Dodgers 8-4 over Seattle. Atlanta was a winner in the WNBA 72-63 and Minnesota 98-87 over Las Vegas. And that's a look at sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
51 degrees after a midnight reading of 56 today. We also remind you it's going to be a pretty nice day again, upper 70s for a high with sun and clouds. 55 tonight, so not as cool this evening, and a partly sunny day tomorrow, a high near 80 degrees. 51 right now, the cool of the day. It's a nice time to do the aerobic polka, shall we? Richie Yerkovich and the band, and Everywhere You Go, Polka. Yes, indeed. Everywhere you polka today, we hope it's a great time for you. Light the Milk House Show, about 5 minutes away from Farm News and Markets. Here is Shenandoah.
We got married one afternoon in May. Never did see the light of day on our honeymoon. Much when we started out, your grandma's bed in a three-room house, but we made do. But oh, I got you. Oh, I got you. You could have had that boy you used to know. He's a millionaire up in Ohio. Mama told me so. When the best I could do was the factory, you didn't get much when you got me. Well, maybe that's true. Oh, but I got you. Oh, I got you. Well, I got something that money can't buy. Don't need nothing that I can't afford. I got you.
left is the rocking chair. I'll be fine knowing you'll be there. Rocking too.
WRCO, if I could only win your love. Right now, our overnight low, the current reading with a little fog around my little window here at WRCO, the temperature 51 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations,
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The CEO of Farm Credit Illinois says the cooperative's members are already feeling the impact of the ag economy slowdown. Aaron Johnson tells Brownfield,
I believe the squeeze is going to show up more in 2025. You know, commodity prices aren't what they were, and it seems like input costs for next year that we're hearing are not going down much. Land values are still really strong.
He says he's not hearing much enthusiasm in the countryside.
There's not a lot of optimism for commodity prices in the exports, and I think the feeling always been there'll be something coming that we'll be able to take advantage of.
Johnson says FCI's recent annual land value study showed an average 7% increase in benchmark properties, but he says that could be changing.
4 years in a row now, we've seen an increase in farmland values, and with what's going on with the margins, it should taper that, and maybe we might even see it come down a little.
Johnson says the co-op is starting to see an increase in loan requests, but he also believes many farmers used the higher commodity prices these past few years to help solidify their operations. U.S. ethanol production shot higher last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,098,000 barrels a day, up on the week and the year. Iowa State University's Center for Ag and Rural Development says estimated operating margins for the average Iowa plant continue to show a profit. Ethanol stocks are reported at 23.6 million barrels, an increase from the previous week and a year ago. A leader in a sustainable ag organization says the inability of Congress to complete a farm bill is a disservice to farmers. Lindsay Shapiro with PASA Sustainable Agriculture says it creates a stressful environment.
We don't really know what the next day is going to hold weather-wise or market volatility-wise or, the price of input costs.
She tells Brownfield funding for climate smart practices has been under scrutiny.
The risk of, I think, not trying to help farmers navigate the changing climate far exceeds the risk of, trying to do something about the climate crisis in agriculture and maybe missing the mark.
Shapiro says removing the climate smart guardrails from the conservation funding in the farm bill would be short-sighted and wouldn't give farmers an opportunity to see practices work best. Researchers at Michigan State University are developing cost-effective technology to help farmers better manage irrigation needs. The low-cost monitoring system uses in-field sensors that measure soil moisture, leaf wetness, and other factors, which are then analyzed to create precise irrigation recommendations. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Wednesday, direct cash cattle business was slow and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business was light at midweek with slow demand. Activity was reported at 183 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, steady with Tuesday, but $2 lower than last week. In the north, dress sales were mostly at 293, down $3 from the week before. Asking prices for what was left on the show list Wednesday were 186 live and 295 dressed. The bids are reported at 186 live and 295 dressed in Nebraska. Tuesday's trade was down $1 to $2 on the week, while dress business was mostly down $4 to $5. Box beef closed firm with moderate movement. Choice is up 13 cents at 315.21, and select beef is four higher at 301.08. The estimated cattle slaughter of 122,000 head was unchanged on the week and up more than 3,000 on the year. At the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center feeder cattle sale in Missouri, compared to the previous week, steers are mostly 5 to 10 lower, with some spots of 15 lower, while heifers are mostly 2 to 8 lower. USDA says those week-to-week declines are due to lower futures prices and a less attractive offering. Demand was light to moderate for a moderate supply. Medium and large 1 to 2 feeder steers weighing 4 to 500 pounds range from 265 to 297. 5 to 6 weight steers sold at 255 to 279. Medium and large 1 to 2 feeder heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds brought 250 to 278. 5 to 6 weight heifers are reported at 229 to 260. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower with moderate closing negotiated sales at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand after Tuesday's solid negotiated movement, but there could always be a slightly firmer undertone later this week if some of those buyers want to secure supplies for early next week. Buyers and sellers are also waiting to see how the USDA's weekly export sales numbers turn out Thursday morning. National direct barrels and gilts closed $1.20 lower at 80 to 84 for a weighted average of 82.06. Iowa Southern Minnesota is down 39 cents at 82.47. The Western Corn Belt was $1.24 lower at 82.09, and the Eastern Corn Belt was down a dime at 81.88. The pork carcass cutout value was $2.99 lower at $94.55, with loins, butts, ribs, hams, and bellies week to sharply lower, including a $9.88 drop in the bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 481,000 head was steady with last week and more than 16,000 above last year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Direct cattle trade Wednesday was mostly at 183 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were $3 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with weather concerns in some areas. September beans were 5¾ higher at 963. November was up 5½ at 981½. Corn was mixed, adjusting spreads. September was a half higher at 375½, and December was up a quarter at 398¼. Live cattle were mixed, watching that direct trade. October live was down 97 at 174.62. December was 82 lower at 174.27, but oversold. September feeders are up $1.17 at 235.67. And hogs were mostly lower, with cash steady to lower during the session. October was down 25 at 76.15. December was 22 lower at 67.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
2 years into a five-year plan to battle an invasive species, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The spotted lanternfly is a relatively new and unwanted visitor to the United States. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, several state ag departments, and the National Plant Board have a five-year strategy to deal with the destructive pest. Matt Travis is with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
The spotted lanternfly feeds on a wide range of fruit and ornamental trees and woody trees, but they also like to feed on other varieties of crops and plants, including grapes, apples, hops, walnuts, and hardwood trees. It acts as a stressor to the grapevines, feeding on the grapevines, weakening the vine over time so that the vine, with all the other stresses, simply may not have the ability to continue to be productive.
Travis says the strategy includes efforts to control the pests, both where they are now and where they might be later.
The approach really focuses management efforts at and near high-risk pathways within satellite populations and near agricultural areas of concern in states where spotted lanternfly is found. The plan also offers great recommendations on how to build response plans, preparedness plans, and really prepare the state for the day that spotted lanternfly may show up.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. U.S. milk production declined slightly in July. The USDA says production in the top 24 milk states was 18.2 billion pounds, fractionally less than in July 2023, with a rise in average production per cow canceled out by a slight decline in the number of cows being milked. Total U.S. milk production was 18.9 billion pounds, also fractionally below a year ago. California claimed the top spot for production and herd size, followed by Wisconsin in both categories, while Michigan had the highest per cow average. The USDA lowered its 2024 and 2025 milk production estimates in the most recent set of supply and demand numbers, with the next guess out September 12th. And the global dairy index was up considerably in Tuesday's trading session. The average price was $3,920 per ton. Every commodity except cheddar cheese gained value. Whole milk powder and mozzarella cheese had the biggest gains. Cheddar cheese was down 0.2% at $4,274 per metric ton, or $1.93 per pound. Mozzarella was up 5% at $4,810 per metric ton, or $2.18 per pound. Buttermilk powder was not available in Tuesday's session. Chicago Mercantile Exchange cash dairy markets were mixed Wednesday. The USDA says cash cheese barrels were up 1 3/4 at 228 and a quarter, the second day in a row with a gain, while 40-pound blocks lost a half a cent, closing at 209 and a half after starting the week steady. AA butter was a penny lower at 316. Grade A nonfat dry milk was a quarter higher at 128 and a half, continuing the week's firm trend. And extra grade dry whey was up 1 cent at 56 and 3/4 Wednesday. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 77, sun and high clouds and comfortable, south winds 4 to 10 miles per hour for today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Friday, partly sunny and pleasant once again, a high near 79. And for Saturday, 84, a bit more humid, a slight chance of showers late at night. Currently in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 56, some fog in the countryside again today, and we're at 51 degrees.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why did you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
the dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry. Stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
This is meteorologist.
Sorry, Tony, you're a little early there. Anyway, we'll check in with Tony in just a little bit. That was Bill Anderson, and gonna have a wild weekend. Well, I don't know. I think anymore, a nap is usually what I plan for the wild weekend, but that's the way it goes. And then I get a little wild on Saturday night sometimes. Well, the Brewers suffered a loss in the 10th inning, 10-6 to the Cardinals last night. Devin Williams struggled in the extra inning, and it just didn't happen. They're not going to win them all. The six-game win streak was snapped. The Cardinals, well, we'll let them have one. We'll check sports coming up a little bit later on this morning. Here are the Statler Brothers.
Mm-hmm. I can tell by looking, you've got feelings in your heart. You're hoping no one else can see. But you can't hide feelings from someone who cares. Open up and let it out and count on me. Count on me.
For doing my share.
Count on me.
You know that I care.
Count on me.
I'll always be there.
Count on me.
Count on me.
Count on me.
When others won't hear.
Count on me.
When there's no one else near.
Count on me.
I'll be right here.
Count on me.
The sounds you're making, but the words don't ring true. There's something here that didn't used to be. If there's something wrong inside you, tell me now what you need, and together we can heal it. Count on me.
Count on me.
When others leave you.
Count on me.
When they don't believe you.
Count on me.
Tyler Brothers, and you can count on me. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Going on this weekend, the Cazenovia American Legion Auxiliary will host burgers and fries in the park Saturday from 11 until 3. The day also includes a beanbag tournament at noon. All proceeds from the day will go to Auxiliary Post 491 for scholarships. And the Dodgeville Lions Club will host an antique show and flea market Sunday from 8 until 3 at Lye Pavilion in Harris Park, Dodgeville. Cost of admission will be just $5.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted, and right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Week number one of the 9-week regular high school football season gets underway Friday night. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Michael Hernan and me for the call from Pickering Park in Muscadet. The Ithaca Bulldogs and the Riverdale Chieftains open up the 2024 high school football campaign. Pregame time at 6:40, kickoff time 7 o'clock, Friday night from WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another pleasant day in the offing here across southwest Wisconsin with high pressure over lower Michigan still protecting us. Meanwhile, there is a weather system out in the Plain States causing bands of showers and thunderstorms stretching all the way from North Dakota down to Kansas. That system, however, will be weakening dramatically as it tries to move east, mainly just bringing us some scattered cloud cover through tomorrow. The best chance of catching a couple of light showers will be in parts of northwest and northern Wisconsin later tonight and tomorrow. Otherwise, you can expect an increase in temperatures as we get into the weekend. In fact, it could jump as much as 10 degrees above normal by Sunday and Monday, with higher humidity as well, definitely feeling summer-like. There could be a stray thunderstorm or shower popping up late this weekend, with that chance continuing through Monday, then somewhat cooler and less humid air should build in by Tuesday. So today, look for sunshine and high clouds, comfortable high at 77, south wind between 4 and 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant once again as temperatures reach around 79 degrees. Now, as we head into Friday night, partly cloudy, low 60. Saturday, partly sunny, warm and a bit more humid. High temperature about 84. There is a slight chance of a shower late Saturday night. On Sunday, mixed skies, rather warm and humid. Isolated thunderstorms possible. Low 66, high 88. Monday, partly sunny, hot and humid. 30% chance of a couple of thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Low in the upper 60s, high near 90. That'll be the hottest day of the week. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Temperature cooling down slightly. Low at 64, high 82. And next Wednesday, a very nice day with sunshine. Low 58, high close to 80. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 50 degrees with some fog settling back in. 78 was yesterday's high. The records for August 22nd, 101 in 1947, and the record low, 42 in 1958. Last year's high, 88, and the low, 64. Sunset will happen at 7:54 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:15, coming up for this morning. Also, right now, winds are light and variable. Barometer at 30.28, 92% humidity, and no precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 56, we're down to our overnight low so far. It is 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.